Claudia looked even smaller than when I'd last seen her 2 days ago. When the door clicked shut, her eyes fluttered open.
Oh, I've been dying to see you, Clover. Pun absolutely intended, because what's the point of being close to death if you can't make use of wordplay? I'm happy to see you too. From the looks on everyone's faces, it seems as though my knell is sounding. Tell me the truth, my darling.
I smiled back calmly. Yes, I think it is almost time. How are you?
Honestly, I've been pretending to be asleep so my family would leave me alone for a bit.
Claudia was slowly becoming more alert.
How about you tell me about that shoebox you're holding?
Well, after you told me about Hugo, I did a bit of digging.
And what did you dig up?
We found out that he actually moved to the United States not long after you left France. I paused to let the news sink in. He came to New York to find you, but then he saw you together with your husband and thought you looked really happy, so he decided not to intrude. Tears teetered on Claudia's lower lashes.
He came for me?
Yes.
You mean he's still alive?
We learned he passed away a couple of months ago,
but
I found his grandson, and he gave us these letters that say you were the love of his life. It was the first time I'd ever seen Claudia flustered.
He really said that.
Would you like me to read them to you?
Please.